Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, praise the Lord. The Lord our God omnipotent reigneth forever and forevermore. Amen. Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And praise the Lord, you are alive and well and here. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. No matter what your natural circumstances look like, God is still in control of your life if you have come into the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. He's still in control and he still reigns. Amen. The earth is still his footstool. So everything that seemeth to be out of order to us, we place it under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We want to thank him and give him praise because the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my midst, there I am in the midst. Amen. So he's here. He's present. That's what we should never forget. He's actually here with us today. Amen. And we thank you for being here with us also. The Lord has many wonderful things for his people. It does not matter what's happening in Washington and what is not happening in Washington. What matters is what's happening in heaven and what's about to happen in the earth. Amen? You must realize there's a revival going on. Jesus is winning souls. He's pulling people out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And he will use whatever he uses to get their attention. Amen? You never can tell what it is that might get someone's attention, but Jesus already knows, and he will use anything at his disposal to get their souls because that's what he came to do. He promises to give us the heathen for an inheritance. Amen? He is our God, and he is faithful. So don't look at what they're doing. Don't look at their flesh. Don't listen to that blah, blah that comes out of their mouth. It's just some more demons sounding off. You bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. You plead the blood of Jesus. You have superior weapons. You have the superior one living in you, the Holy One of God. So there is no situation that you face that you don't already have the victory over because he came and died on the cross for you to have the victory and to walk in it. Amen. Amen. So there is no situation that you're not already ahead of. There is no situation where you are beneath and not above. Amen. And you need to remember what he has said. Amen. Amen. This is not the time to look down at the ground. No, this is the time to look up because our redemption draweth close. Our redemption is closer than when we believed. Amen. And so we're believing the Lord to bring in the harvest. He told Peter and them on the boat to let down their nets for a haul. Not net, nets, plural. Let down your nets for a haul. And when they finally obeyed the Lord, there were so many fish in the net that the boats began to sink. So, saints, it's time to keep your eyes on the Master. It's time to focus on Jesus Christ. It's time to obey his every call, his every inclination, his every unction, amen? His every word. It's time to obey because it's time to bring in a haul, amen? Amen. It may seem that you've been out fishing all night, just like the disciples were, and you haven't brought in a thing. But when he says, lower the net here, that's where the haul is. Amen? It may not be where you think it is because you're not the master. He is. Amen? So follow him. Do what he says, and you will walk in victory too. Amen? Amen. You will walk in victory too. We want to thank you. And good morning and good afternoon and to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet and local church. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. We've been meeting this way for some time now. And the Lord comes to meet with us every time. He never fails to show up. And so if you want to meet with Jesus, you make sure you show up too. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have Holy Communion in a little bit. Those of you who are new, we invite you to our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, if you're on a cell phone, click those three bars against that black background. That's your link to all the other links. And go down the page until you find MIC Radio Chat. MIC Radio Chat. Click that link if you're on a computer. We ask that you open up two windows of MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the first window opens, click on MIC Radio Chat. Go down the left side of the page to the bottom where it says Viewers. There's an icon there that's circular with a, looks like it has a stick in it. Click that and sign in the name of Jesus Christ. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. We are a very friendly and loving congregation, and everyone comes to speak and says, praise the Lord, hallelujah, good morning, saints. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you're on an Android device or an iPhone, you can sign in and do the same. Amen? And if you're on a computer, in the second window, we ask that you click on Archive Sermons. Archive, that starts with an A, Sermons. And scroll down to Upcoming Broadcast. Click that arrow, that big arrow sitting there, and you can listen through your computer and see the chat room where Brother Bill will be posting the scriptures and where the saints will be saying amen. You know, the amen corner is actually in the chat room. Amen? Amen? That's better. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord has been quite busy here, and we want to thank everyone that's been coming to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room to enter your prayer requests, your praise reports, and to come into agreement with everyone else's prayer requests, answers, and solutions in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come together and pray in unity, united in prayer, we have seen many miracles, many victories, and much overcoming in Jesus' name. Amen. And speaking of overcoming, in this month we will have a fast. I don't hear you cheering. Maybe you're not cheering loud enough. Amen. In this month, we will have a fast.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, okay? Lord, they need a little encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has called us to be prayer warriors. He's called us to be intercessors. He's called us to be soldiers in his kingdom and in his army. Amen. And when he calls us to attention to fast, we know he's wanting to move in our lives. He's wanting to move things out of the way that should have been moved and bring in things that he wants in our lives. Amen. And since we welcome his dealings with us, we cheer when he calls us on a fast. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ate quite enough for Thanksgiving. We ate quite a bit for Christmas and a little bit more for New Year's. So we're ready, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Yes, we are. Amen. Amen. Yes, you'd like to get in your spring clothes when spring comes. Well, the fast won't necessarily do it, but maybe a little obedience would help. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is looking over his people, and he is pleased with what he sees. He's pleased with our stand in prayers and in spiritual warfare. However, he needs us to get our flesh out of the way. Amen. He has more that he wants to do in us, and great things he has planned for us. Amen. So we're going to get the flesh out of the way because it's been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not our flesh living, but Jesus living in us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know this is going to be a great day in the Lord. It's always a great day in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Now, those of you who are new, everyone has their elements for Holy Communion, and it's time for us to begin to go before the Lord. Amen. It's time for us to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we know that victory does belong to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. And we thank you for sharing that victory with us, Lord. You purchased it on Calvary for us many years ago. Even the Bible says that you were slain before the foundation of the world. So, Father, we trust in you with all of our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. We choose not to be wise in our own eyes, but to worship and fear you, to reverence you, and to depart from evil. And we thank you for the victory that comes with obedience. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to remember to lift the shield of faith in warfare. When we enter into the place, we know an adversary is present. Help us to remember to raise the shield in confidence against the onslaught of the enemy in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all sources of all witchcraft, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporting, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology demons, leviathan spirits, kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, and their attacks. All sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drones, whoredom spirits, and their attacks. All voices of the stranger and their attacks. All hypnotic trance devils and their attacks, and all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons, chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. And Father, just in case they found something to do that we have not covered in prayer, we bind every work in the name of Jesus Christ that comes from the occult and witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin and the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New Age movement, and the opposition. False religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, all antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, competitive jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, Python, Basilic, Moloch, and Baphomet in the name of Jesus Christ and all their underlings. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We have come to celebrate the scriptures with you, Lord, and to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, all who are in authority, and all true Christians. We lift up President Trump, his family, his faith, his prayer life, and his administration in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them all. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut ourselves free and circumcise every silver cord, ley line, ungodly soul tie, attachment, agreement, oath, and every connection to the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We bind the work of all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, sorcerers, and the like, and we bind up all psychic prayers, psychic thoughts, all witchcraft, sickness, pain, and torment, and all incantations and root works and all witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the local church to resist the temptation to fall back into sin in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we now condemn. We bind the devil and his underworkings in Jesus' name, working in the background. We bind him up even in his darkness in Jesus' name. We uncover his wickedness in the name of Jesus and put it back on his own head and wrap him in his own evil assignment in Jesus' name. We pray for persons who make one step forward in Christ and then return to their rebellious ways. Rigi si de brusha la de osur go soto brede de osoto rigi si la de osun de brede de osur gis de brede de ai runga de brecha la de osun de brede de osun de brede de osahara yerkusa de brede de osun de brede de osun de brede rege rigi sin de brusa de osun de brede de osu. We pray for the citizens of the United States of America to develop a system for dealing with traitors to the Republic in Jesus' name. Runga da la brisa da de Dios orga harakita da bro. Regi sende da breke le redi onda da breke de Dios ola le anda da breke de Dios sahara. Regi sidi da bro kutur orga da brisa da brisa de Dios uta la makasha da la bare. Father, we're praying for all whose health has worsened severely since they took the vaccine. ill-advisedly in Jesus' name. Rumba ba 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 roka da da bri sa da da bri. Rula la di asa da bri ka di di osu da bri ka di di anda da bri sa di di osu tu da bri la di akai. Rile la di osu rugora la di osu da bri ka di di ai. We're praying for all who have been attacked with colds, flu, pneumonia, COVID, asthma, bronchitis, sinus infections, and all other upper respiratory distress and illnesses in Jesus' name. Rula la la ya san de brica de dioso da da brica de di anda da bre. Ru de da brica de di dioso san de brisha de da bra ba 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 cushion de la brisa de da brica de di ai. Rica de da brisha de da bruco ha ba 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 bruco de da brisa de di. Father, we pray for all Christians who are being persecuted for their faith. Re le de dioso ro ba sha ki re si. Rica bo 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 ro de da ya san ran de rica ma ba ba sha de la bre. And now we come before you, Father, repenting of our own sins. We ask, Lord, for your forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, for your healing. We ask you, Lord, to pull back the layers to show us why we did that, or why we fail to obey you. We ask you, Lord, for a true leaven search in our hearts today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for girding us up in your truth. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And we now confess our shortcomings, our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses to you, Lord. Father, we forgive everyone who offended us in any way, whether by sin or through ignorance. We ask you, Lord, to forgive them, and if they are not in the kingdom, to bring them into the kingdom. If they need correction, to apply the correction. If they need encouragement, give them encouragement. If they need teaching, give them teaching, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all the sins of the world, not just our sins, but everyone else's sins too. We give you praise, Lord, and we look at them in the light of the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord, and we thank you for all that you're doing. Now, if you have your elements ready, let us participate. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Partake of the bread. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, not his neighbor, himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. Yes, right. Correction comes from the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord's got a lot to say today. He's got a lot to say, and the devil must not want us to hear it, because I had an awful lot of warfare, and Brother Bill had an awful lot of warfare. And so we know that the devil does not want us to hear this word today. So I know you have your ink pens and your pads ready, and you got your Holy Ghost ears on so that you can hear what the Lord is about to say. It does not matter your age. God is talking to you today. Amen. He's talking to you today. Amen, amen. You ready? He's ready. Amen. New year, new plan. New year, new plan. Imagine this. You're walking down a road, and it begins to fork into two paths. One to the left and the other to the right. At first, you are somewhat perplexed, trying to decide which path would be right for you. You can't really see very far down either path, but the path leading to the right appeals to you. The path on the left seems strangely familiar to you, but you feel yourself pleasantly drawn to the path on the right. The sun is beginning to go down, and it's time for you to make up your mind. The sun is beginning to go down, and it's time for you to make up your mind. Should you keep going with the old familiar path, or should you walk into what seems to be an appealing adventure? You stall for a second or two, and then you decide. John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. You decided to follow Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. You left the old familiar path of sin to start a new journey in Jesus. Some of you started on this path many seasons ago. Others are relative newcomers. Regardless of when you began, Jesus Christ is here to lead you, to accompany you, and to protect you on this journey toward heaven. Amen? The Lord says to us, if any man serve me, let him follow me. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Serve. What does serve really mean? It means to render or give obedience and reverent honor to the Lord. In other words, if you will obey him, if you will worship him as your Lord, the master of your life, then choose to follow him. Don't just stand there and say, I'm a Christian. No, follow him. Follow. He's going somewhere. You should follow along with him. Follow. To go after him. To go along in order to pursue him. You're pursuing the Lord. Mm-hmm. to go along in order to pursue him, to seek after him in order to catch up with him, because you know he's not going very slow. He has something to do, and he's industrious, and he's busy about his father's business. To join him on his journey, to take him as a model for your life, to accept his authority in your life and bring yourself subject to his laws and ways continually. Bringing yourself subject to his laws and his ways continually. But there is more. To engage daily in daily conversation with him. To interact with him in each circumstance. To learn to have greater confidence in him, in his power, in his ability, to see him through clearer eyes, to behold his wonder, to come to appreciate his ways, to be in awe of his glory, to be eager to do all that you can to participate with him, to answer whenever he calls you, even when you think it to be inconvenient or inappropriate, to develop a personal, intimate, devoted relationship to him, to absorb his teaching, and to make them your life's practices. What he teaches is what you do. What he says is what you do. When he says, forgive, that's what you do. When he says, trust, that's what you do. When he says, obey, that's what you do. When he says, humble yourself, that's what you do. When he says, fast, that's what you do. When he says, praise me, that's what you do. Amen? What he says is what you do. When he says, submit to your spouse, that's what you do. When he says, come away and spend time with me, that's what you do. Amen? To honor his guidance. To honor his guidance. What does that mean? That means that no matter what you hear some other Christians saying, no matter what you see others doing, in spite of your own opinion, you esteem his guidance greater than all the rest, and you follow his guidance. You see, one of the reasons that the Lord has given you ministers and pastors and teachers is to help you receive and understand his guidance. Now, for months, I have been posting in the MIC chat room some information, FYIs, I call them, and I encourage you to check in on them daily to see what the Lord would tell you. And there's been much discussion about this present medical situation that's going on. And there's been some counsel and some advice and some information. Now, if you availed yourself to that, you already know what the will of God is concerning you in that matter. You already know.
But there are some who were a bit negligent or forgetful, whichever the case may be. So there was a posting that I requested through one of the believers yesterday. And it's there for you in case you missed all the rest. It's quite direct and straightforward, and it tells you exactly what the direction of the Lord is. Amen? Amen. So if you're in the MIC radio chat, by all means, scroll up and find out what you missed. There's quite a bit that you've missed, but God will catch you up. To honor his guidance, to humble yourself to receive his correction. Very important. To so change your own viewpoint and exchange them for his words so that you begin to display in your own life who he is, not who you used to be. Jesus said, "Then where I am, there shall also my servant be." In order to follow Jesus, we must be where he is. How can that be, you say? Well, if he is helping an elderly person in the grocery store, you should be there with him. If he is comforting a man whose daughter is in the hospital, you should be there with him. If he is encouraging a young mother with a smile, you should be there with him. If he is paying for the meal of a young minister, you should be there with him. If he is interceding for a government official, you should be there with him. If he is helping a construction worker to find a job, you should be with him. Wherever he has placed you in service to him, you should be there with him. Be there with him. Whether you're in school virtually or you're in school in person, be there with him. Whether you're a plumber or whether you're a bus driver, wherever you are, be there with him. Amen? We need to remember that. If you're vacuuming, vacuum with him. If you're weeding the yard, weed with him. If you're walking the dog, walk with him. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with him. Amen? Amen. Jesus said, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." You see, the honor that was paid to Jesus by those early believers is that they desired and displayed an avid interest in becoming acquainted with him. They weren't satisfied with just hearing about him. They wanted to become personally acquainted with the Son of God. You know, you can hear about things on the news, but it's quite a different thing to want to become personally involved with what's going on. The early believers didn't just hear about Jesus. They followed him wherever he was going because they wanted to hear his words from him, and they wanted to become personally acquainted with him. They wanted to speak to him, touch him, know him, feel him, experience him for themselves. They had heard by the hearing of their ear, but now their eyes wanted to see him. We should be that way. Jesus said, If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You see, saints, they honored him by wanting to get to know him. They did not content themselves with desire alone. They went forth to actually spend valuable time with Jesus. Time that could have been spent in industry or leisure. Time that could have been devoted to other pursuits, even financial pursuits. But they chose instead to make excellent use of this unique opportunity, an opportunity to come close to the Son of God. They came, these believers, to do more than some others had done. You see, some merely came to hear his words and teaching. Still others were anxious to see some miracle that he might do. Yet others followed him so that they could get a free meal. Well, what about you? Why are you here? Are you here out of tradition? Are you here because you feel compelled to do so? Do you have an urgent need? Or are you here to behold the Master himself? To draw yet closer to him. You see, if you're trying to know the Lord better, it is good to know those who know the Lord. You see, this is why Jesus has appointed pastors and teachers in his church, those who will help you to know him better. You see, they are called pastors because of their relationship to the Lord and the honor that Jesus has bestowed on them to lead his sheep. It is a descriptive title of respect and honor. Pastors serve the Lord with their lives, even as an example to the flock. These believers wanted to see Jesus. We must learn to look for him in everyday occurrences. This morning, as I was pulling the car out, I looked to my right out of the passenger window and I saw this itty bitty, teeny weeny, tiny little bird. It was the tiniest bird that I have ever seen in my life. It was so small. He said, "That's a sparrow." I said, "And you mean that you keep your eyes on every single one of them and then on all of us too?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Oh." You see, I've read that scripture I don't know how many times. But as I was pulling the car out, it came to life. You see, Jesus is right with us in everyday occurrences. But you have to be looking for him. If you want to see Jesus, you must be looking for him. He's there. He'll reveal himself, but only to those who are looking for his appearing. Amen? Amen. So, are you looking for him? Are you? Are you going about your daily routine, or are you spending your day looking to see where he will appear? It's far more interesting in this Christian walk if you spend your time looking for him. than being discontent about situations that don't please you. Amen? He comes to school. Yes, he does. He walks the hallway. He goes in the principal's office. He goes out in the parking lot. He goes to the mailbox and to the grocery store. He goes with us in the clothing store. He goes with us wherever it is we need to be. But are you looking for him, or are you just doing the same old thing every day? It's important to be looking for him. As you weed the garden, are you looking for him? As you drive to work, are you looking for him? As you pick up the mail, are you looking for him? That's a good one. Are you? Are you looking for him? In Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning with verse 12, Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning with verse 12, he says, "Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." I'll listen to what you have to say. Right in the grocery store parking lot, you sit right there, and you pray to me, and I'm listening to you. "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." He promises that we will find him if we seek him and search for him. You see, some Christians think that means search for the answer to their present dilemma. No, that's not what that means. That means to search for the Lord himself. That's what he's wanting us to do. He said you will find him when you search for him with all of your heart, not in partial distraction, but when you are focused on him. A steady gaze upon him, heart reaching out to him, you will find him. He will show himself to you. And he says, you see, the Father bestows honor upon us when we follow his Son. The Father gives honor to us when we actually follow his Son. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." What did Jesus do? He always did the will of the Father. He did the will of the Father when it was inconvenient. He did the will of the Father when the devil came to tempt him. He did the will of the Father when the little girl, Jairus' daughter, needed to be raised from the dead. He did the will of the Father when the woman that had been bleeding for 12 long years needed to be healed. He did the Father's will wherever he was. He did the Father's will when Lazarus died. He stayed away for additional days until the Father sent him to raise Lazarus from the dead. He did the will of the Father when he walked on the water, and the disciples became terrified, as you know. He was always doing what the Father had ordained for him to do. He had an ordinary life, too. He had to pay taxes. He had to cook breakfast for the disciples. Amen. He had to sleep. He had to preach. He had to go round up the disciples. They didn't even know who he was. They just went, "Who is that?" He had a regular life. He had a mother and brethren. And he was the oldest sibling. He had responsibilities. Amen? So, he has called us to follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile nor deceit found in his mouth. That means he always told the truth. There wasn't a time that he did not tell the truth. Who, when he was reviled or insulted, reviled not again. He didn't turn and return insult for insult. When he suffered, he didn't threaten. But he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He turned himself over into his Father's care, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Those were not his sins. They were ours. Our sins. He took them in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to those sins, should live unto righteousness. We got off. By whose stripes ye were healed. You see, that's how your healing came. Through the stripes that they laid on his back with a cat of nine tails. Not a kitty cat. A whip. That had vicious prongs that dig into the flesh and yank the flesh off when it's pulled back. It ripped flesh off his body. It didn't scratch it. No. It literally pulled the flesh off of his bones. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Amen. In John chapter 13, beginning with verse 13, Jesus says to us, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. I am your master, I am your Lord. If then your Lord and master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." He's saying, if I have cared for you, if I have ministered to you, you ought to care for one another and refresh one another. If I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. He's saying my life is the example that you need to follow in everyday living. Watch what I do in the pages of Scripture. See how I handle every situation. Don't just go by this image in your mind that's been drawn by every piece of error that religiousness can find. You see, some people see Jesus as that anemic-looking whatever that was that somebody painted long time ago, looking like he needed Geritol, B12, and every mineral and vitamin that exists. That's not Jesus. And if you've got one of those when your garbage man comes, make sure it leaves with him. Because that is not the Lord that you serve. Somehow, looking at that thing, I cannot see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Nor can I see the one who braided a whip in the temple and took care of business. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you what? Do them. There it is. The happy doesn't come just from knowing. The happy comes when you do them. Many of our greatest joys in life will come from our service to others on his behalf. Amen? Amen. In verse 15, he says, I've given you an example that ye should do. D-O, ye should do as I have done. Ye should do as I have done. He has given us the example of his life and encourages us to do as he has done. Jesus promises an abundant reward to those who will willingly embrace his lifestyle and their faithfulness to him and to his servant. Jesus is seeking to wean us further from the old paths of this world that we are accustomed to following. And therefore, he sets before us his life for us to imitate and emulate. He's calling us away from who we were last year, and he's calling us to himself. We did pretty good last year, but now come to him. There's more to learn. There's more to know. There's more to overcome. There's more to be revealed. Amen?
Amen.
Don't sit on your laurels saying, well, last year was my very first fast, and I finally got through it. All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's get up and go on and follow him some more. Amen? When toddlers, when babies are learning to walk, they get up, and their muscles are not quite yet coordinated. But they get up and they try to stand because they see you standing. And sometimes they fall on their bottom. And that is not the time to say, poor little baby, you fell on your bottom. No, that's the time to say, praise the Lord, very good. You did good. Hallelujah, proud of you. Now let's get up and do it again. Amen. Amen. That's the way you do it. You're going to fall down. Why? Because your legs and your muscles are gaining strength. And you have to use them in order for the muscles to develop, in order for your tendons and ligaments to do what they were intended to do. You've got to use them. You can't just sit on the floor and whine. You can't sit there and cry, oh, I fell on my bottom. Well, all the other ones that came before you did the same thing. At least you were able to get up on your feet. Some of them are still sliding down the wall. Amen?
Amen.
So if you made it up on your feet and you finally got your balance, and now you're taking the courage to take steps, and then when you get to step number three, you land on your rump, don't start crying. That's not the time to cry. That's the time to put your palms on the floor, push up with your little legs, put your bottom in the air, and finally sway till you can stand up again. Amen. If you learn to use your bottom as leverage, you'll get up faster. Praise the Lord. And Pastor will be right here cheering you on every step of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. People lose God by over-loving their own self. Some people go through life with their arms wrapped around themselves, going, oh, how wonderful you are. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, how wonderful you are. Oh, yes, you are. Sometimes you're going to have to unwrap those arms in order to embrace someone else and help them. You can't keep patting yourself on the back. You see, you're going to have to extend that elbow in order to reach out your hand to help someone else. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There are those among us who think that their relationship with Jesus is primarily about them and getting him to fix their lives just the way they want it to go. They think every prayer time with Jesus is about, oh, Lord, do it my way. I need you to fix this and this and this and this and this, and then I'll be happy. That's not it. But nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus is here to free us from the bondage of selfishness and being primarily centered on self. Jesus is here to free us from the bondage of self and being primarily centered on self and self's agenda. John chapter 15, beginning with verse 9. The Gospel of John chapter 15, beginning with verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Don't stop here. Let's keep going. If you keep my commandments, if you obey my commandments, you will abide in my love. You will live in my love. Even as I have kept and obeyed my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So Jesus is saying, follow my example. I obey my Father and I abide in his love. You obey me and you abide in my love. Do what I do because it works. Doing it your way, not so much. Amen? 1 John chapter 2. 1 John, all the way back there by the book of Revelation, 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word or obeys his word continually, in him verily, certainly, is the love of God perfected. Wow. Think of that. The love of God can be perfected in you. Yes, it's a high calling, but it's one worth receiving and responding to. Hereby know that we are in him. Really? That's how I can know I'm really in God? That's right. It's right there in that verse. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So if you're saying that you're living in Jesus, you ought to live your life as he lived his life. You ought to walk out your life every day the way Jesus walked out his life. And in his life, he got up a great time before day and went away to a private place to pray to his Father. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, verse 24, and he that keepeth, that obeys his commandments, dwelleth or liveth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us, that he lives in us, by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which he hath given us. When we keep his commandments and live in him, when that's how we know that he's living in us, by the Spirit of God, which came to us from him. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. Amen. Therefore, if any man, any person, any boy, any girl be in Christ, he is a new creature. Say, I'm brand new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So, now we've passed into a new year. And there were things that we used to do last year that we won't do this year. Amen? And there are things that we have never done before in Christ that we're going to do this year. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. A new year, a new plan. Amen? Because we're going to follow Jesus all the more. Amen? 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, see, we all get to be children. Abide in him, live and breathe and have our movement in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Live in him, walk in him, breathe in him, think in him, do everything in him, so that when he appears, we'll have confidence and we won't run from it. And we won't be ashamed at how we've lived when he comes. Who shall stand, the Bible says, when he appears? There'll be those that are calling for the rocks and the mountains and everything else to fall on them and hide them from the Lord. But we shouldn't be that group of people. We should have confidence when he comes, knowing that we are not ashamed. We have done his will, we have obeyed him, and we welcome him at his coming. Amen? Amen. And we ought to live our lives every day with that in mind. Jesus could come today before the sun goes down. And if he should come, would I be in trouble if I'm doing what I'm doing right now? Would I be ashamed and humiliated? Or will I have confidence And will I welcome him in faith? What am I thinking? What am I believing? What am I speaking? What am I doing? Good question. Only you can answer that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. Beginning with verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? You see, the Holy Spirit has come to live within your body. And your body isn't just any old building. It's a temple. What's a temple? A temple is a building that's erected so that worship can take place within. Worship to God. That's what your body really is, which God has provided for you. And therefore, ye are not your own. You see, Jesus had to give his life on the cross to redeem even your body. Your body belongs to God. You're just, so to speak, renting it. You're borrowing it. So you can't go around putting tattoos all over his building. If he wanted tattoos on his building, he'd have put them there himself. You can't go around doing whatever you want to do with his building because it's not yours to begin with. You're just borrowing it. You see, he made the dust that your body was made out of. It's his dust, his body. His breath that he breathed into you, and that's why you have life. So you can't do any old thing you want to do with his property. Your body is God's property. And you have to honor him with his body that you're living in. You see, you have to have a body to live in the earth realm legally. In order to legally live on earth, you have to have a body. Demons, many times, are disembodied spirits. They're floating around here with no body to be in. And they're looking for a body to jump into. And if you open the door, they'll come into yours. But they're there illegally. They don't have any right to be there. Your body is supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. So you can't stand there and say any old thing you want to say with your voice because your voice is his voice. And you have to stand before the Lord and give an account for every word that comes out of your mouth. From the very first word as a baby to the very last when you speak, you have to give an account to him. So you can't tell your friends, your enemies, your sister, your brother, your opinion most of the time. Because sometimes that opinion does not honor the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can't go and just do it your way. It doesn't work that way. You can't go and get cigarettes and light them up and puff and puff and puff because you feel like it. No, you have to give an account to God for defiling his body. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Yes, it is. Verse 17, the Bible said, let's go back to verse 16. Know ye not
that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. The Spirit of the living God lives in you. If any man defile the temple of God, speaking of your body, him shall God destroy. You might want to highlight that. If any man defile or destroys the temple of God, which is your body, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. It's holy, which temple you are. Amen? This temple is a holy temple inhabited by a holy God. And if you don't seek the Lord and do things that destroy the temple, what does God say he will do? He will do some destroying too. And he means what he says. Verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. What is that price? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the price that Jesus paid for you, for your body, for your spirit, for your soul. Therefore, glorify God in your body. So we cast demons out so that you can do that. And in your spirit, which are God. So he's telling you right here that your body and your spirit belong to God. They don't belong to you. You're just borrowing them. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We are to do what Jesus did and walk in love. Why? Because Jesus has loved us, and he gave himself for us. So we have to give of ourselves to the Lord. We must give ourselves over to the Lord. And this is the point that the Lord wants us to understand today. He's calling us to give ourselves over to him. Not to claim full ownership of ourselves and our lives and our destiny. He's calling us to give ourselves over to him completely and allow him to have his way with us. That's what he did. And it produced an offering and a sacrifice to God that was received as a sweet-smelling savor before the throne of Almighty God. And that's what God wants us to do, to give ourselves to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
A follower and disciple of Jesus Christ serves Jesus out of love and gratitude to him. Out of love and gratitude to him. You know, there are people that come to Jesus just to get out of trouble. And there are people that come to Jesus just because they want something from him.
But a follower and a disciple of Jesus Christ serves Jesus out of love and gratitude to him. Saints, let us not be fraudulent the Lord. Let us not be frauds with the Lord. Let us follow him out of a pure heart with a holy motive. Out of a pure heart with a holy motive. The love of God is our motivation. The love of God is our motivation. New Year's plan, your New Year's plan for this season should be to follow him. New year, new plan. Amen? Rise for the benediction. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. Pastor loves you. Go back and recast this. Listen to what the Lord has to say to you and open your heart to him and surrender yourself to him. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You know Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's